Your local sports leader, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Friday Night Lights tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live in Oneonta tonight. And it's Nate Lowe joined by Skylar Thompson as we have a great I-88 battle tonight between the Oneonta Yellow Jackets and the Sydney Sabres. So, Sky, welcome in. You're an OHS alum, always special when we can do a game here together.
Yeah, it's great to be back. I didn't play on the turf field, but it is the same Lloyd Baker field that I played on 10 years ago now. It's been a decade since the fall of 2014, but always great to be back here to watch some football.
Certainly one of the most beautiful venues in all of our area and all of Section 4. Adding the turf to it certainly made this such a great venue as well. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, of course presented by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Sky and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We will talk about Oneonta and Sydney. It was a heck of a game last year when these two teams faced off here at OHS, and we're hoping the same for this year. So we'll take a break and be right back on the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Oneonta hosting Sydney tonight, and it's homecoming weekend as well here at OHS, so this will kick off the festivities. Just a beautiful night for high school football. Some other games going on tonight that we'll try to keep an eye on that are involving local teams. Norwich is hosting Sus Valley tonight. Of course, Oneonta is hosting Sydney. Dryden is at Deposit Hancock. Harpersville Afton is at BG. So those are the games that we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. One game involving a local team last night in eight-man action, some Thursday night football, which, believe it or not, is becoming more and more common. Newfield over Green, 30-20 last night. So that is one game in the books last night, although Tioga did play last night as well, defeating Spencer Bennett and Cander 28-0. So two Thursday night games and a pretty even slate between Friday and Saturday this week. Some games tomorrow, in case you're wondering. Windsor is at Walton. Lansing is at Delhi. And that Unitigo Franklin UVGMU squad in eight-man is out in Elmira at Thomas Edison. So, Sky, again, a beautiful night here. What are your thoughts on this turf facility when they put it in? I mean, the colors look good. It just pops. To me, it's added so much more here to this field, and they're just able to use it for so many things, lacrosse, soccer, football, you name it, just, you know, PE class coming out here. I think it's been a great addition for OHS.
Yeah, it looks great, and as you said, you know, you don't have the worries about the grass getting torn up like, you know, you used to, and I remember when I was playing, if there was a soccer game the night before, a football game, you know, we're like, are you serious? You know, it's going to be all torn up and stuff, but now you got the nice turf field. I'm personally a fan of the grass fields a little bit more than turf myself, but it looks great, and it has since they put it in, and, you know, I think we're going to see a really good game on it tonight, Nate.
Yeah, I'm excited. Of course, we talked about it before here on the Butler Auto pregame show that these two teams met here last year. It was later in the season. We decided to do the game. It was back and forth, came down to the wire. Sydney pulled that game out, but it was just a game where Oneonta had it, they would score. Sydney got it, they would score. And we really felt like whoever had the ball last year was going to get that win. Both these teams, for, you know, the sake of comparison, Oneonta defeated Harpersville Afton 41-0. Sydney defeated Harpersville Afton 38-0. So on paper, it looks very much like these two teams will be evenly matched up, and that's one reason we decided to circle this one on the calendar here tonight.
Yeah, and I went down to the field before the game tonight, say hi to a couple of my former coaches and stuff. And a common theme down there is for the Oneonta game plan, we got to stop Dylan Easton. That was a common theme across the board. A lot of acknowledgement of how great of an athlete he is. They know that. They remember him from last year. He had a great game against them last year. And as he goes, they go. And it's not just by the arm as quarterback, it's the legs as well. So I'm curious to see what kind of game plan they put together to stop him, because sometimes that's easier said than done.
Oneonta in Class B comes in with a record of 1-2. Sydney is in Class C this year. They come in with a record of 2-1. Sky, specifically, we did the Sydney hosting Lansing game a week ago, and Sydney just, you know, couldn't really, I guess, hang with the physicality of Lansing after a 2-0 start for Sydney. They kind of have a setback last week against Lansing. How do they bounce back here against this Oneonta squad? That's what I'm interested to see.
Yeah, and you know, like we talked about at the end of the game last week for Sydney against Lansing, you know, can we start doing some things a little bit better? One of the things that I think is going to be really crucial tonight is protecting the ball for Sydney and limiting those turnovers, because, or the penalties rather, because the penalties came in really good opportunities for them. You know, they get the ball on their side of the 50 to start a drive, penalty would back them up, or different things like that. They got to try to limit that tonight and not beat themselves.
The Butler Auto pregame show here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in the Sydney Main Street studios. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside right in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. I'm interested to see Oneonta, to me so far, and again, I haven't seen them in person yet, kind of a little Jekyll and Hyde on paper. Like we said, they put up 40-plus points against Harpersville Afton, but then only 8 points in a close loss to Whitney Point. So what's clicking with the offense? What's not clicking? I'm interested to see here tonight who they get involved and if they can get on the board early.
Yeah, their quarterback, I believe, is a freshman, Chase Jervis. Eric Jervis, who is a great football player here for Oneonta himself. I saw him walk by. I think this is his first year, I believe, as the starting quarterback for yes, it is. And you know, that's tough for the first couple games. It's a different level, different speed. Maybe he's getting a little bit more used to it. From my understanding, they are very young across the board, with a couple guys stepping into new positions that they weren't used to doing. So I am curious to see if we've seen a little bit of a change here and they're getting a little bit more comfortable as the season's going on.
Just glancing at the list here real quick, only 5 seniors on this team. Of course, the Oneonta soccer program has always been very strong here, and now their golf program continuing to grow here at OHS. And I think, as we talk about often in our small schools, you have a variety of sports. Your athletes are going to go in different directions.
And speaking of the golf team, they got a match going on right now here in Oneonta, and they're off to a good start this year. Coach Fodi's got them clicking right now, and you know, but as you mentioned, you take some good athletes, and I know there's some good athletes that have played football or soccer or different things, but they want to go out and play golf, and they're doing well with that too.
The numbers on the golf team, I want to say there's 11 or 12 guys, and Oneonta only has one loss on the season right now, and that's to Norwich, who's currently undefeated. So two of the best local teams and two of the best teams in the stack for golf are both in the stack East division, and they're just going to continue to go head-to-head for the rest of the season. A lot of great young golfers that are kind of three-sport athletes on both Oneonta and Norwich. And, I mean, even when it comes to golf, that Oneonta-Norwich rivalry continues to, you know, just be a strong one for sure.
That rivalry won't go away regardless of the sport. You know that. I know that. It doesn't matter if it's a golf match or football or anything like that. But, you know, we got a good rivalry going.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you set for Oneonta and Sydney, the Sabres and the Yellow Jackets. We're going to pause for the national anthem and be right back on WCDO.
Don't just rake leaves this fall. Rake in the savings at SFCU.
We have an awesome share certificate special for fall. Right now, earn 4.25% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 4.5% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
And the best part? You pick your term, either 4 months or 12 months. Your choice.
But these great rates are for a limited time, so act now and lock in your high-yield share certificate rate today.
Stop by any SFCU branch or go to sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell and install and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back to Lloyd Baker Field here tonight, live at Oneonta High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney Sabres on the road to take on the Oneonta Yellow Jackets here tonight. Both teams, we've gotten through the national anthem. They're heading out to midfield to get the coin toss all set to go. And excited for this one tonight between Sydney and Oneonta. So make sure you stay tuned as we got some big games coming up over the next couple of weeks. I know we'll be following Sydney. A lot of us have that Sydney and BG matchup circled. Definitely looking forward to that. Of course, some other great teams in the division right now. Deposit Hancock looking strong down there in D. So we're looking forward to getting over to Unitego and seeing the new turf field there when they get that completed. So I think the next few weeks are going to fly by as we get set for, you know, kind of the middle of the football season. And I know we've been promising it, but we got to get you some high school soccer in there as well.
Yeah, that's always fun to do the soccer. And you mentioned the schedule's coming up. Talked with Coach Marks for Oneonta, and looking forward for them. Next week they have Owego, followed by Main Endwell, followed by Norwich, and Johnson City the next 4 weeks. And that is a gauntlet.
That is a gauntlet of a schedule. And that's where I think Oneonta, just being a little bit bigger, one of the, you know, the bigger teams that we cover here on CDO, between them and Norwich, being in that Class B division, I mean, you're just with some of the best teams in the state. It's certainly hard, but I mean, I guess the same could be said for Sydney, having Forks looming around in Class C as well. So certainly a tough one. When you're in Section 4 football, I guess there aren't a whole lot of easy games.
There very rarely are there any easy games at all. And, you know, we were talking about it, and he goes, this might be the best Main Endwell team that they have ever had.
Wow.
And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. And I go, really? Like, come on, like, They won five in a row, I think it was, or something like that during that run. And he goes, yeah, they returned, according to him, they returned every starter from last year's team.
Amazing, too, when you think about that with Main Endwell. You think Chenango Forks just beat Tioga and ended their long 30-plus game winning streak and shut Tioga out.
Yep.
25-0. Tioga bounces back last night, as we said, with that 38-0 win over Spencer Vedette and Cander. But I mean, again, some of those staple teams continue to be very strong. Main Endwell, Forks, and I think Tioga lost, but they're certainly known to be. You can't sleep on them for sure.
No, and when you lose to a good team like Forks, you know, that's not anything to shade at Tioga there. And Tioga lost quite a bit from last year after a year of losing nothing. So,
right. They just continue. Those teams don't seem to rebuild. They seem to reload. And once in a while, you can see a little chink in the armor. But besides that, it's like, wow, these programs really know how to build. So Oneonta tonight, of course, it is homecoming. They are in the royal blue uniforms with the gold trim, the gold helmet, and instead of a logo on the side, has the number on the side there in the royal blue. Really sharp-looking uniforms. Sydney is in the road all white. They have the gray helmet, maroon trim, says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the chest there. It says jackets for Oneonta on their side. Sky, I've always liked these Oneonta uniforms, just kind of a classic look.
Yeah, they've changed a couple times over the years. Like we talked about before, they used to have the old Michigan-style ones, and they switched it up when I was there. And then, here we go, Nate.
A nice run back here for Oneonta all the way out to midfield. Should have said they are receiving and going left to right, and that's Cam Cotton with about a 25-yard return all the way out to the 50. So Oneonta going left to right here. Boy, that, he was doing his best Skylar Thompson impression there.
We're not going to go there just yet.
Hey, we're on your turf. We've got to say that tonight.
No, we don't. We can keep that quiet.
All right, so what's the story again? We've talked about it on the podcast, but your opening kickoff, you took to the house here, something 99 yards, something like that?
No, not the opening. It was the second one. The opening one, we were playing at home against Vestal, and it was actually going from right to left. And I was on kick return. I'd never returned kicks before, and I was hoping the ball would not go to me. But that ball was up there for forever, and my first thought was catch it, and then the second one I returned.
Here's a handoff on first and 10, and the Sydney defense blitzing through. James Erickson had nowhere to go there for Oneonta. Loss of about 4 on the play, and the Sabres defense really doing a great job there to break through and bring them down.
And I'm going to be curious to see how the Sydney line does after last week when we saw them play against Lansing. Lansing had some pretty good size. See how they bounce back this week. The line of scrimmage is where the battles are usually won in high school football.
Yeah, pretty sure that was Michael Morrissey breaking through, wrapping him up with the tackle. And here's another handoff. Going to be a QB keeper to the outside here for Chase Jervis. He's got the first down. And he crosses to the Sydney 30 before being pushed out of bounds. So it's second and long, no problem. And Oneonta moves the chains.
Nice little play there. Jervis, as I said, his father played on this field, was a very good player here for Oneonta. Nice quarterback keep there going around the left side. They'll try to spread the field only a lot. They usually go 4 wide, 2 on each side, but they'll switch it up a little bit. Gives them a little bit more room. Right now they do have 2 backs, on one on each side of the quarterback and 2 on one and 1 on the other side.
They opened their season with a 24-12 loss right here at home against Walton. And I know they did like to throw it a lot during that ball game. Sydney defense here on first and 10, not to be denied. Again, they break into the backfield, and Jervis has nowhere to go. He's wrapped up and brought down. Really nice defense there by Sydney.
Looked like a broken play. Looked like he meant to hand the ball off. The guy didn't know if he was getting it or not. And then the guy from the backside for the Sydney defensive line got through, and normally that means if you're letting him go, the line's sliding down to protect the way the ball's going. But obviously they didn't make the handoff, and it just ended up there.
Yeah, Logan Russo came streaking in to pull him down. So we got a second and 15 for Oneonta. A sweep to the outside. They're going to get to the edge, 30, 20, and knocked out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. A good carry here by James Erickson of Oneonta. And so they cut this down to about a third and, well, probably about a third and 8 here coming up. We'll see what the official marking is. 10:20 to go, first quarter here in Oneonta. We're scoreless between the Jackets and the Sabres. He got more than I thought. It's going to be about a third and 3 here for Oneonta.
And the Oneonta band is here tonight, too. They played the national anthem. They sounded great. I remember always hearing the band on homecoming weekend. It was always great to listen to them. They played it very well.
Yeah, it was great. We've seen a lot of great pep bands so far this season. And we got a flag right after the snap there, and Oneonta might have gotten lucky as that ball was on the turf, but we got a false start here against the Jackets. And as you said, Sky, during our pregame show tonight, interested to see how both these teams, can they play penalty-free football? Can they avoid the flags? That could be a big indication of who comes out on top here tonight.
And that's a big one right there, because like we had third and 3, and now you back up to third and 8. You know, it's a completely different ballgame, especially if, you know, you don't pick up any or you lose any, then your fourth down becomes even longer. So that's a big penalty right there, and I'm curious to see if each team can keep it clean tonight the rest of the way.
10:23 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless, and a pass incomplete low to the left side, and we're going to have a fourth down coming up here for the Jackets. They're in Sydney territory, going left to right at the 25-yard line after that penalty.
And this is where we get back to that incomplete pass on third down. It makes your fourth down that much more tricky as opposed to it being fourth and three.
So the Jackets break the huddle. The Sydney defense, after a long kick return, are trying to settle in here on the road tonight at Oneonta and come up with a big stop on the Jackets' first drive. Jervis flushed out of the pocket to his left, throws. He's going for the end zone, and this one is picked off by Sydney. And they'll look to return it back about 5 yards. And so, well, now they're going to say the ball was on the turf. Did Oneonta come back up with that ball? It was intercepted. Sydney tried to run it back, and we're waiting for an official signal here. It was picked off by Grady Loeffler. And I haven't seen an official signal yet. Have you, Sky?
No. The players for Oneonta immediately signaled that they had the ball. And, you know, that's one of those plays right there where the ball's hanging up, and now they do signal for Oneonta's ball.
Wow, so Sydney intercepts that at about the goal line. They run it out about 10 yards, and Sydney fumbles. And so Oneonta's going to get it back. Wow, what a turn of events there. The Sydney defense comes up big, but then they lose the football, and Oneonta's going to get it back. So really a net gain there for the Jackets as they'll be on the Sydney 13-yard line.
And that's one of those plays where it's easier said than done, especially after the fact. But that ball was hanging up in the air, but there wasn't going to be that much room to run. And even if he was down, they would have lost a lot of yards on that play from where the ball was when they threw it. But now see if Oneonta can capitalize.
First and 10, Jervis to the outside, cuts it back. He's at the 5 before he's tackled there. But sets it up very well here for the Jackets. And he's definitely got some shiftiness when he gets outside the pocket. So 9:50 to go in the first quarter here tonight. High school football, Sydney, and Oneonta, we are scoreless.
And that's a tough break for Sydney to start the game as well because, you know, you get a great stop on fourth down. You're going to get the ball back, and then you give the ball right back. And Oneonta, as we said, you know, is knocking right on the doorstep to punch this in.
Yeah, it looked like Sydney was going to get some momentum, a great stop. And that's just how it goes sometimes. The ball pops out, and kudos to Oneonta for jumping right on it. Three wide receivers split to the right, one to the left here for the Jackets on a second and goal. They'll hand it off. They go up the middle, and it's going to be in for the touchdown. Diving forward is James Erickson. And so the fumble recovery turns into 6 points here for the Jackets. It's Oneonta 6 and Sydney nothing with 9:15 to go in the first quarter. And you got to capitalize when the other team makes mistakes, and Oneonta does just that. With a about a five-yard touchdown run there by James Erickson, and he's going to kick the extra point, it looks like here. Waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good at the line drive, but it's good. So Erickson scores all 7 of those points, and Oneonta's on the boards. OHS 7, Sydney nothing. 9:15 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skyler Thompson here tonight. Thanks for everybody listening on WCDOsports.com as well. You get the free audio of these games anytime. It's all brought to you by SFCU right there on WCDOsports.com. And, of course, all our listeners on our new frequency over in Norwich, 92.3. We always appreciate all our Norwich listeners over in Chenango County, and we'll try to get you a Norwich game as soon as possible, just trying to fit everybody in here for football season. 9:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Oneonta 7, Sydney nothing, and we'll see the Sabres with the ball for the first time tonight. They had it briefly with an interception that they fumbled and gave it right back to Oneonta, and the Jackets were able to capitalize. So here's a low squib kick picked up by Sydney. Loeffler to the right side. Good return to the 35, out to the 36. And that's where we will see Dylan Easton. Cool, calm, and collected, runs this Sydney offense to perfection, and just always seems to find a way to make an impact on the game.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I was talking with the Oneonta coaches about what are they thinking tonight, and they said, we got to stop him. And they were watching the film from last week's game and against Lanton. He didn't run as much as they were expecting, and they remember from last year, it wasn't just the arm, it was the legs too. So they're very aware of the ability to run, even though last week he didn't as much as sometimes he does.
So here is Sydney again in the white tops with the maroon trim, the gray helmets. Easton will hand it off here to Corbin Cash on first down across the 40 to the 41. Nice little run there before he's tackled after about a gain of five, and we'll see if the Sabres can settle in and answer here on offense with 8:50 to go in this first quarter. Going to be about a second and four. Sydney going right to left. They're nearing midfield at about the 42-yard line. Easton communicating here with Corbin Cash, who's off his left hip, waiting for the snap. Easton will roll to the outside, floats one in the air, and it's caught here by Hartwell. Going to be very close to the first down. And the big body target there goes up, grabs it, pulls it down. Nick Hartwell, who was out last year with a knee injury, so good to see him back. And he moves the chains.
I wasn't really sure what the pass was there, but he just floated over top of the defender to a big target, like you said, and they pick up the first down. So wasn't the pass I was expecting to see from a guy with the arm like Easton, but it still worked.
It was almost like a little floater or something. I mean, it just kind of, at first I didn't even know where he was going with the ball, but Dylan Easton always has a plan, that's for sure. Here's the snap on first and 10. He wants the run, takes off. In the middle of the pile, good for a couple of yards out on that Yellow Jackets logo at midfield. Second down and 8 coming up here for Sydney. With 7:45 to go in the first quarter, it's Oneonta 7, Sydney nothing.
First run of the night for Easton. He picked up a couple yards, but the Oneonta defense definitely making sure they're keeping an eye on him wherever he goes.
So Oneonta right on defense here at midfield, trying to hold off the Sydney Sabres on a second down and about 8 to go. Easton in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. He's in the shotgun, gets the snap, wants to hand off, goes back to Cash. He's got some running room, first down for Sydney to the 40, 35, 30, left wing side, 20, knocked out of bounds at the 15, a first down and much more, about a 35-yard run there for Corbin Cash.
He's a tough runner too, Nate. I've been impressed with him. We've done some games the last couple of years where we've done Sydney games, and he's been very impressive to me as well. So the two-headed monster in that backfield, we do talk about Easton a lot, but Cash is not someone to forget.
7:13 to go in the first quarter, and Sydney's in business now inside the Oneonta red zone for the first time tonight. Ball going to be spotted about the 16-yard line. Oneonta setting up. Easton is in the shotgun. Off his right hip, they go right back to Cash. He hits the pile. This time Oneonta is ready for him, and they bring him down. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage there. So with Cash so far tonight, we've either seen Oneonta get really good interior pressure and be able to bring him down, but Cash has broken a couple of longer runs, including that one just a minute ago where he ran about 30, 35 yards. If he gets that first hole, look out.
And he gets moving. He's not just like a big guy. He does have some speed behind him, but he's one of those guys that likes to look for contact, too.
We saw that last week against Lansing. He was seeking it out, and there was a couple times he was over on the bench and seemed irritated that he couldn't get back in the game to continue to be physical. A little sweep here to the right side from left to right for Loeffler. He's brought down on second down, and it's going to be about a third and five, I would say, maybe third and six here for Sydney. They're inside the Oneonta 20, going right to left, ball at about the 14-yard line here. It's Oneonta 7, Sydney nothing, with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney comes in 2-1. Oneonta with a record of 1-2. Here for Friday Night Lights. A little bit earlier start tonight than usual for homecoming for the Yellow Jackets. So a big third down coming up. Sydney wants to throw. They go back to Hartwell. The big tight end on the left side. Pass is complete down to about the 10-yard line, but they're still short. So fourth down coming up here for Sydney. Going to be about fourth and five, I would say. Maybe, yeah, fourth and five. So the pass was complete, but Oneonta really kind of shut that down pretty quick on the outside edge.
You start to see what this early fourth down call brings for the Sydney offense. They're, you know, are we keeping it with Easton? Are we going up in the middle of Cash? Has that been successful so far? What are we looking to do here?
Fourth down and five. They go to Cash, and he's got nowhere to go. And it's a turnover on downs. The Jackets right there. Sidney tried to go right up the gut there, and it's a turnover on downs. The Oneonta defense holds. 5:10 to go in the first quarter. It's Oneonta 7, Sidney nothing. Yeah, really nothing developed there for the Sabres on that play.
No, and you can't fault them on that play call there because giving the ball to Cash has worked out pretty well so far in this opening drive, but the Oneonta defense there with a big stop to get the ball back. You got a long field to go, but big stop there for Oneonta.
Certainly to me seems like Sidney, maybe on film, has identified certain areas in the line where they want to try to attack and go, and they must have seen something there. It just didn't work out. So Oneonta gets it back. Again, the long field ahead. Jervis is going to tuck it and run. He's to the outside. Jervis has got a first down and more to the 30-35. We got a flag on the play. He's dragged out of bounds at the 40. About a 30-yard run for the young Oneonta quarterback out the left wing side. A great scamper, but we'll see what the flag is. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Oneonta 7 and Sidney nothing. Ball going to be spotted at about the 38-yard line. But Jervis, much like Easton, great in open field.
So it was a sideline warning on the Sidney sideline for being too close to the field. So that run will not be coming back at all.
Nope, so the good run by Jervis is able to stand. We've seen that a couple of times in recent weeks where the officials have had to warn some of the coaches and players to kind of back off and give them some room to run down the sideline. And here's that great Sidney defense again as Oneonta tries to hand it off on first and 10 and nowhere to go. As Sidney has gotten some great interior pressure, a loss on the play of about 4 yards. Well done there by Lucas Mott coming in, showing those wrestling skills off to bring down the Oneonta running back in the backfield. That was Lucas Weaver with nowhere to go. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Oneonta 7, Sidney nothing. Going to be a second and about 14 here for the Jackets as they're going left to right with the royal blue and the gold trim. Hand off to the left side here for the Jackets to try to weave through the tackles. Pickup of about 5 on the play here for Marshall Mahar. So maybe a manageable third down here for the Jackets, but still, you know, still 3rd and 7. Nearing midfield, going left to right. Both these teams showing they have some big play ability here on the ground in the early going. Able to break off a couple of 20-yard-plus runs. 3:35 to go, first quarter. Again, Jackets 7, Sabres nothing here on WCDL. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Skylar Thompson. We're high up in the press box at Lloyd Baker Field. Running to the right, Jervis is going to throw at the last minute, gets it off, they got a first down and more. What a play there by Jervis. He had to take a big hit, but he got the ball off just in time, fooled the defense, got a little dump off to Marshall Mahar, good for about 10 yards and a first down. Well done.
That was pretty impressive right there. He knew where the line of scrimmage was, and he was running towards it, and he knew right, because you can't throw the ball past the line of scrimmage, so he knew right where the line of scrimmage was and released the ball right at the last second to be able to get the ball to the receiver just as the defender left him to go on to Jervis. So very impressive play.
Great job to get that first down. Looked like he was going to be trapped against the sideline. Instead, the little dump-off pass is good for the first down. Jackets going left to right. They're in Sidney territory at about the 42-yard line. A pitch to the outside. They got some running room again, cutting it back 35. A great tackle on the edge. Otherwise, James Erickson might have been going to the house, but he picks up about 8 or 9 yards on that left wing sweep. Well done on the outside by the Sidney defense. It's a great job there by Michael Morrissey again to come over and rip him down. I think if he got by Morrissey, he was gone.
It looked like he was the last line of defense, and I like that little play right there. They ran a little option to the left, had the option to keep it or pitch it, and he made the right read there to pitch it, and it picked up a little bit more yardage.
2:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Oneonta 7, Sidney nothing. Jackets are going through again down to the 20-yard line. They're on the drive, gashing the defense right up the middle. Good for a first down. That's Lucas Weaver. Clock continuing to run here as we hit 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Jackets have been using a variety of different guys in the backfield, getting different guys involved here, as this will be a first down and 10. Ball at the Sydney 20-yard line. Oneana going left to right. They're in the royal blue with the yellow helmets, the gold helmets, I should say, and the gold trim. A handoff to the left side. Again, nowhere to go for James Erickson. And when the Sydney defense can get some interior pressure, they have been really good tonight.
And we saw the same thing last week, Nick. We'd see these flashes of this Sydney defense. We were like, wow, that's, I can see where this is. And then there's other times where it seems like maybe one guy's just right a little outside of place. But we've seen these plays a couple times tonight where they really have some great penetration to the backfield.
That was Jesse Newell on the tackle for Sydney. He was our dynamic defense player of the game last week against Lansing for Sydney. 1:10 to go first quarter. Oneonta 7, Sydney nothing. The Jackets are on the march. A second down and 10. Jervis drops back, wants to throw, goes back corner of the end zone, and it's good for a Oneonta touchdown. Grayson Brockington in the back left corner of the end zone put 6 on the board for OHS. What a throw there from Jervis.
That was a nice throw right there. He threw it to where only his guy could get it, over the shoulder, back catch. Nice route by Brockington, and I talked to Jervis's father, Eric Jervis. He said that Brockington, Grayson had hurt his ankle, I believe, earlier in the year. So it's good to see him back out on the field.
Yeah, also a fantastic basketball and baseball player here for Oneonta. The extra point, though, is blocked. Sydney coming through and getting a piece of that. But they still trail 13 to nothing. I got to say, all the TV cameras were down there, too. So you'll have to watch the news tonight to see that great throw from Jervis, finding Grayson Brockington for 6. Oneonta 13, Sydney nothing. With a minute to go in the first quarter, we'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1 minute to go in the first quarter, and Oneonta has jumped out to a 13-0 lead over Sydney. A James Erickson TD run, and then Jervis finds Brockington for a really pretty touchdown throw to the back corner of the end zone to make it 13-0. Sydney trying to return this to get out to the 25-yard line, and that's where they will start here late in the first quarter with 52 seconds left. They might be listening saying, oh, tough start for Sydney. We were talking to each other during the break. We said, you know, Sydney had a really nice drive on their first drive here. Oneonta has chewed up a lot of the clock here in the first quarter with their two touchdowns. But Sydney just came up a little empty on that fourth down where they were in the Oneonta red zone. So let's see what the Sabres can do here. But they do need an answer.
Another former Oneonta football player right here, Jim Herdebees, walking up the bleachers.
The legend. The legend, Jimmy Herdebees. Gotta love it. I actually played Oneonta Boys and Girls Club basketball. He was on my team. He was about the biggest 12-year-old or 10-year-old you've ever seen. Here's a QB keeper for Dylan Easton to the outside. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage with 40 seconds to go here in this first quarter. I wonder how tall he was back then. It seems like he was seemed like he was probably 5'10", and we were all 5'5" at the time. I don't know, but he was a giant among us, and he was one of the best players in the league for sure.
Still is very tall too.
Yes, and that was fun for a non-Oneonta guy to come over here and get to play in the Boys and Girls Club League. 15 seconds left here, first quarter, 13-0 lead for Oneonta. Easton wants the throw. They're going deep to the outside. It's complete to the 50-yard line. A Hail Mary type of throw beats the coverage to the outside, and Grady Loeffler is able to haul it in with 8 seconds left here in the first quarter. Sydney's going to hustle up to the line, and that was good one-on-one coverage. Cam Cotton was there in coverage on D, but it was just a nice play by Loeffler to haul it in. He gave his receiver a chance, and he was able to go up and get it. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. As the time ticks off, it's going to be Oneonta 13, Sydney nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter here from OHS on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Keith Loeffler. Welcome back, everybody. Grady Loeffler with that catch, giving Sydney some great field position here to start the second quarter. Sky, take us back through that play as now we flip ends of the field and Sydney's going to be going left to right.
Yeah, Sydney using the one of the many traits that Dylan Easton has with his arm, led the guy perfectly, and as you said, Cam Cotton for Oneonta probably wishes he had that back. And here's Easton here rolling out.
Easton to the right side. Can he get to the edge? He's going to step out at about the 49 on first and 10, maybe back to the line of scrimmage there.
Back to that play right before the end of the quarter, though. He led his guy perfectly. The Oneonta defender probably thought it was one of those throws that was hanging up in the air a little bit, but just a little out of the reach of him, and a great catch there by Loeffler for Sydney to pick up a nice yardage play to end the quarter.
So we've had great plays on both sides so far. Some great runs, some great passes. I think all three Binghamton TV stations were here kind of during that whole flurry or series of plays. So it should be fun tonight to watch the highlights. And here's Sydney with a little fake to go back to Corbin Cash. We got a flag on the play, runs to the left side. Out to the left hash, good for about 4 yards. We'll see if it's coming back, though. And going to be a holding here against the Sabres. And just when they get some momentum, the flags come out. So a 13-0 lead, Oneonta over Sydney so far here tonight on Oneonta's big night here on the turf field. Homecoming. Had a pretty cool ceremony before the game, where current members of this year's class went out and had a little ceremony with, I think it was, what, the class of 2037?
2037, the kindergarten class that will graduate in 2037.
They kind of did like a passing of the torch type of thing, welcoming the class of 2037. That's crazy to think about, Sky. And if I'm still doing this in 2037, I guess I will be. I don't know. That's going to be it's hard to think about that right now. Pass to the outside for Easton. To Jackson Astrologo, knocked out of bounds at about the 40-yard line here. And that was a nice play. Actually, no, it was Caleb Monroe who caught that on the outside. Astrologo wears 12. Monroe wears 11. Monroe with a good push to the outside there, so it's going to be fourth down and about two to go here. Sydney going left to right. They're inside Oneonta territory at the 40-yard line. I like watching Monroe. I've been noticing him the last couple of weeks. He's got that bigger style. Can kind of use him as a tight end out there, and they did on that last play. So here is Easton. Wants to tuck it and run, and Oneonta's all over it. They bring him down. Nowhere to go. Mekhi Facey coming through to bring him down. And another turnover on downs here for Sydney.
Another big stop for the Oneonta defense on a fourth down. Sydney twice now has had fourth and short and hasn't been able to pick up on it after gaining some decent yardage on offense. So if you're Sydney, we're doing the right things up until about fourth down.
And you know, if you're Sydney, you leave the ball in the hands of your guy, Dylan Easton. I like those odds because he can bounce it to the outside. He can do a lot of different things. Again, just unlucky to not work out there for the Sabres. So here's Oneonta with a 13-0 lead. 11 minutes, 15 seconds to go here, second quarter. They now go right to left. QB keeper again here for Jervis. Cuts back, and he's got the first down. I was going to say he's got about 8 yards. Instead, makes another juke. And the freshman QB doing it here for the Yellow Jackets. They move the chains. You know, we've done an Oneana game the last couple of years. This is the best I've seen them look. And Jervis looks very, very composed for a freshman quarterback right now. Oneana settling in here on offense with a 13-0 lead. 10:45 to go, second quarter. Jervis is in the shotgun. Little sweep from left to right. Hands it off to Marshall Mahar. Submarines his way forward after he got to the right edge. And good for about 3 yards. So second down and about 7 coming up here for the Jackets. They're in Sydney territory going right to left. Ball at about the 43-yard line. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up at the end of the second quarter. We can break down this first half. And by then, we should be able to get a couple of out-of-town scores with this game starting a little earlier here tonight. Hand off up the middle for the Jackets on second down and about 7 to go. Going back to Lucas Weaver. He's met there by the Sydney defense after a small game. So third down and about 7 or 8 coming up here for the Jackets. Just another night where we've lucked out with the weather here, Sky, for some high school football. We're 3 for 3 so far.
All credit to you, Nate. Because of that, though, you are definitely not going to next week.
I appreciate that. You know, I enjoy this every week that we have it, I think as everybody does locally. The leaves are starting to change. I'll take this weather for sure, but I did see some really cold temps for fall coming up next week. So knock on wood, it's not that bad. Here's another QB keeper for Jervis. Gets to the outside, and again, just a last-second little juke, and he's able to move the chains. Almost kind of baiting the defender to come into him, and he's able to make that last little adjustment and move the chains. And now Sydney wants to take a timeout. Oneonta 13, Sydney nothing. 9:15 to go, second quarter. The Jackets are on the move again. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. The Pep Band in full swing tonight here at Lloyd Baker Field. Perfect night for high school football. And thanks for joining us. Also, if you're listening online, WCDOsports.com, wherever you may be, hope you're enjoying this one with us here tonight. It's all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union, SFCU, banking easier. So out of the timeout, a first down here for Sydney after another great run right before the break by Chase Jervis, the freshman QB. And a handoff here, Jervis this time finding Lucas Weaver, big number 33, turns the corner, but the Sydney defense there again to shut it down. And so this will be a second down and 9 coming up. And so nice tackle on the outside there. Logan Russo in there for Sydney. Came up from his position on the back line. Jesse Newell as well on the tackle for Sydney. 8:45 to go, second quarter. Still a 13-0 lead here for Oneonta over Sydney. And here's the snap. Jervis cuts back to the inside and dives forward. Brings himself down at about the 25. Good for a couple of yards, though. And this will bring up third down and about 5 to go here for the Jackets. Again, going right to left. And they are at the Sydney 25-yard line. Going to be a big play call coming up here for OHS.
That was that option play that they ran earlier. That time, the Sydney defense took away the pitch. They forced Jervis to have to keep it and go back up the middle, and they stopped him there for a small gain.
Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Man in motion is Mahar from left to right. Rolling out, Jervis on the run, throws, pass is complete to Mahar. We got a flag. Mahar is in for six, tiptoeing on the sideline. No, they're going to say he stepped out at about the six-yard line. What a play by the speedy receiver, but we do have that flag, which came just as Jervis was letting that ball go. I like the play design, executed very well by Oneata, but we have the flag against the Jackets. And so this will bring it back.
They had an illegal man downfield on that one, so a lineman must have gone too far down the field. I don't know which one it was. I didn't see that, but they can only go just so far before they go outside of this designated box, if you will, on pass plays.
You know, Sky, we've covered a couple of games so far in this young high school football season. We've seen more flags with guys in motion, things with movement. It's been really tough. I don't know if just it takes a while for everybody to get on the same page, but we have seen a lot of difficulties with that for all the teams.
Well, for anyone that watched the NFL game last night, you'd still think this is nothing.
That's a good point. As here is a third down and 11 for OHS. They're going to go to the air. Jervis looking again for Brockington and just couldn't haul it in as they were going on that left side. Looked like he was going to elevate to get it, but great defense by Sidney to get over there and knock it away. With 7:30 to go in the second quarter, it's Oneata 13, Sidney nothing.
Jervis had a small little pump fake there that got the defensive back for Sidney to jump, and it opened up the play a little bit, but he just had a nice little recovery there by the Sidney defense. I don't know if they got a piece of the ball or just distracted him enough, took away the vision, but nice recovery there after a nice move.
Yeah, Loeffler was right there in coverage, and that's been a good matchup on the outside. Brockington for Oneata, Loeffler here for Sidney. Here's the snap. Jervis drops back. He's got his heels on the 40-yard line, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to throw, and it's complete. About a 20-yard pickup. Brockington hauls it in with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Depends on where the spot's going to be here. I think they're just going to come up a little short, and Sidney's going to get it back here. Jervis extending the life of that play and slid down for a great catch. Great throw, great catch, but they come up short.
And
I should have mentioned that was fourth down. Excuse me.
That's all right. One of the things that I noticed on that one is Sidney didn't rush all of their guys like sometimes they would. The defensive end for Sidney kind of hung back and didn't let Jervis escape outside of the pocket. They really tried to contain him. And as you saw there, when he started to get outside a little bit, there was guys right there that didn't give him an easy lane to run or throw.
That was a big stop for the Sidney defense to not give up any more points. Now you give yourself a chance here with 7:15 to go in the second quarter to maybe put some points up. QB keeper here for Dylan Easton, and he'll shuffle his way forward into the pile. Good for about 2 yards. Second down and 8 coming up. Sidney in the white uniforms, the maroon trim, the gray helmets going left to right, starting at their own about 25-yard line here on this drive on a second and 8.
Now, Nate, thinking back a little bit, do you see some similarities between Easton and Jervis from when Easton was around his age?
I do. It's very similar, for sure, as Easton throws over the middle. He finds Loeffler. We got a flag on the play, though. Pass was complete, and he's brought down at the 32. Even right down to kind of body size, you know, two guys that aren't real big guys, but skinny, good runners, shifty in the pocket, can throw, and both just very smart with the football. And the penalty here going against Sidney, correct, Scott?
Yes, going against Sidney, backing them up a little bit here to replay the second down. They had completed that pass, but the penalty will back them up 5 yards.
So about a second and 12 here for Sidney. Ball now spotted on their own. That's about the 19-yard line here with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Oneata leading Sidney 13-0. Friday night football here tonight on CDL. Stepping up, Dylan Easton. He's got some space. Oneata closing fast. Nice job by the Jackets to force him to the outside and bring him down. Easton picks up about 4 or 5 on the play. So third down and 8 to go here for Sidney going left to right.
Oneata doing a great job of containing him, as I said, which is not an easy thing to do when he gets out of that pocket, but they're not letting him really scramble the way that we have seen and know that he can.
Yeah, it seems like definitely the game plan for Oneata is make sure you know where he is at all times, and so far They've done a great job of it. Well, we know for Dylan, he only needs just that little bit of daylight to make you pay. Sydney maybe throwing some trickery in here. They do the direct snap to Hartwell.
They're at 30.
And throws to the outside, and it's picked off. Picked off here by OHS, and they're going to take it back. Can they get into the end zone? Yes, they do. A pick six, Cam Cotton. And put six on the board for Oneonta. They tried the direct snap to Nick Hartwell. He tried to pass it to the left side for Dylan Easton. Oneonta picked it off and took it in. There is a flag. I believe it's for celebration on Oneonta in the end zone. But this gives them a 20-0 lead as long as it stands.
It'll stand. It was after the touchdown, but yes, you are correct. That is definitely for the celebration there. He's obviously excited and pumped up, but maybe a little too much after that.
A great interception there by Cam Cotton. He had to weave through a couple of guys near the 5-yard line, willed himself into the end zone, and we're going to go for the extra point here. Really well done. He saw that pass coming. I don't know if it's something maybe the Jackets saw on tape, but they knew that when Easton went out to the left side, they covered it well.
I think that was just another case where the ball just kind of hung up there a little longer than they were hoping, and Cotton made a nice read on it, though, because he was still guarding his guy originally, but that is why he was able to recover and get down, because the ball was up there a little longer than it should have been, but nice return there, made a guy miss, but also great blocking ahead of the play there by Oneonta as soon as the pick six happened, because there was a couple guys in front of the play.
I like the call by Sydney. Hey, let's get the ball out to Easton in the flat. You know, we've seen them use Hartwell a little bit throwing the ball the last couple of weeks. Just, again, didn't work out there for the Sabres. And a long delay here before this extra point. And, again, the celebration a little bit too much for the Zebra crew. They gave it a quick second, but that flag came out pretty quick. A lot of the team went down, a little celebration in the end zone. Too much for the Zebra crew, so the flag came out.
To your point, though, for Sydney, getting Easton the ball out in the open towards the sideline, giving him a little bit more room to operate, I don't hate that decision and the thought process there. He is electric out there, so getting him the ball out there makes sense. Just unfortunately, that time didn't work out for him.
So Oneonta not going to kick, and they'll go for two here, now leading 19-0 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. We got a flag on the play. Right before Oneonta was able to snap that. And so they're going to back him up some more. It'll be a false start against Oneonta. This is going to be a very long two-point conversion attempt. Ball going to be put down at about the 23-yard line here. Again, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Two-point conversion try after the pick six by Cam Cotton of Oneonta. Waiting for the snap. Jervis drops back, wants to throw. He's got a receiver over the middle and just going to come up a yard short. Pass was complete, and it went to Marshall Mahar, but again, he got 21. He needed 22, but a great play. They just can't cash in. So it's 19-0 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Oneonta on top of Sydney. High school football tonight here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. After the pick six by Cam Cotton, Oneonta now leads 19-0. With 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Pep Band's into it. The fans are into it. here on homecoming for Oneonta. And Sydney now has a tall task ahead of them. Can they make a little noise here before the halftime break? OHS, a low squib kick here will be fielded by Sydney. Loeffler's got it. Fielded it cleanly. That was impressive. Out to about the 37-yard line. And good field position here for Sydney. And they have to think we have time here. Still, you know, over 5 minutes to go, five and a half, to maybe put some points on the board at the halftime break.
And you mentioned the impressiveness of the catch on that kickoff last week for the homecoming game, even though this is, I guess, a homecoming. So what is it? Last week was alumni weekend? I don't know. But anyway.
Yes, I guess this is the second year, they were saying, where they've split up alumni and homecoming. So alumni was last weekend. Now this is homecoming.
Okay, so the alumni weekend game,
yeah,
they did the same kind of kick. And being that it's a turf field, it's a little bit harder than regular grass. And it took a crazy hop over the kick returner.
Here's Easton on first down, flushed out of the pocket, running for his life here, has to tuck it, and manages to somehow get back to the line of scrimmage, but he had three or four jackets chasing him to the sideline.
They are really not giving him any room whatsoever to do anything with the ball once he escapes that pocket.
Yeah, great job by Oneonta here to just know where he's going and not allowing him to get out into space. And every coach that we've talked to going up against Sydney has said, we need to take care of business against Dylan Easton. He is such a big part of this Sydney offense. Easton drops back, wants to throw, going over the middle, and this one is picked off by Oneonta. Easton was going long, maybe a little miscommunication there with his receiver, and Tanner Tubia is able to bring it down. Second interception of the night here for Oneonta.
That had to be a miscommunication on the route there, because the receiver went the complete opposite way of where Easton threw the ball. So there must have been some sort of miscommunication there on what the route was supposed to be. Quarterbacks never get blamed, but as a former receiver, not a quarterback, that was obviously the quarterback's fault.
It looked like, you know, the receiver was trying to cut to the sideline. The ball went to the inside. And I get it, Sydney's pushing here, trying to find a way to get back in. But Oneonta, just everything they do turns to gold right now. And this is going to be a handoff. No, it's going to be a QB keeper here for Jervis. He's into space across midfield. Jervis makes a tackle or miss and is pushed out of bounds at about the 37-yard line here. When he gets into space, he has been so dangerous tonight. 4.5 to go in the second quarter, and Oneonta leads 19-0. This crowd is loving it here at OHS.
And a good-sized crowd here tonight, too, Nate, which I like to see.
Yeah, great crowd. I mean, the bleachers here on the press box side, pretty full. The far side where a lot of Sydney fans are is full. They got people standing along the fence. Most people I've seen here at a game in quite a while.
It was probably about 2014.
Since the Skylar Thompson show was going on here. Hand off and cutting to the left side as Oneonta goes right to left. James Erickson is hauled down, but not before a gain of about 3 on the play. 4:25 to go, second quarter. Oneonta 19, Sydney nothing. And a timeout's going to be taken here by the Sydney Sabres. We'll step away. Again, Oneonta 19, Sydney nothing. Friday Night Lights on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:25 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight. We're in the booth at Lloyd Baker Field. Great place to call a game. I was talking with Greg Davey earlier when I called into the station, former sports director at CDO, and he said he never got a chance to call a football game here, but did a lot of soccer in his heyday back here. And I said, yeah, we got the chance to do a game here last year, wanted to come back and do it again, and just a perfect fall night to do that. So I think I'm surprised Greg's called the game everywhere in his time at CDO.
We're known for our soccer commentating.
So. That's true. We're bringing it back. And here is Jervis out of the timeout on a second down to the outside. We got a flag on the play after Jervis is brought down there by Morrissey to the outside. going to be about third and short, but we'll see. I think this might be going against Oneana. With 4:22 to go in the second quarter. Again, Jackets with a 19-0 lead. Appreciate you checking back in here tonight as well on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. And this is going to go against the Jackets, backing them up to about the 42-yard line. So second down and long, about a second and 15 here. Sky, what'd you see there? I didn't catch anything.
Yeah, so there's a holding on the offensive line. Not a big one, but definitely enough. And well, let's say, they always say there's holding on every play. It's just as if enough to actually get called. So,
man in motion here for Oneana on a second and 15. Jervis is going to hand it off. A sweep to the outside and nowhere to go. This time for Grayson Brockington. And maybe back to the line of scrimmage. So third and 15 coming up. Oneana defense trying to hold strong here late in the second quarter.
Brockington almost got shielded by his own guys. He got by the first guy, but the lead blockers were right in front of him. And as you mentioned, he is a very impressive basketball player, very good athlete. Curious to see how this Oneana basketball team does this year, returning a lot of guys from last year's team. And they'll bring back a lot of ones from this year's team next year, too.
Yeah, between Brady Carr and Britton Z, Brockington, there's going to be a lot of great talent on that basketball team and the baseball team, too. We followed them to the state tournament a year ago. And they were very fun to watch. Here's a reverse to Marshall Mahar to the right side. He's got the first down, diving forward across the 30 to the 28. For being one of the smaller guys on the field, Marshall Mahar runs with authority, and he's got the first down on third and long.
Yeah, nice little trickery right there from the Oneana offense, doing a little, I think it was a double reverse.
Yeah.
Did they not get the first, though?
Oh, it's going to be fourth and inches here.
I mean, that's got to be literally inches.
And so Mahar got stopped, I thought, maybe with that last second dive that he got it. But big fourth down coming up here. Oneonta's in Sydney territory, going right to left. Ball's up the 28-yard line. 3:30 to go, second quarter. Jervis is going to hit the pile, dives forward. It's going to depend on the spot. Oneonta leading 19-0. We'll see.
So he definitely got it, but if I'm a receiver, if I'm Mahar in that situation, which is where I would have been lined up usually in the slot, I'm not happy because they only had one guy covering two on that side, and I don't think that was picked up on. They were all expecting the quarterback on, and definitely would have tried to signal somehow, hey, there's one trying to guard two over here. I know we only have a yard to go, but throw it over here.
First down here for Oneonta. Again, going right to left. They're in the royal blue with the gold trim, the gold helmet. Sydney's in the all-white with the maroon and the gray. Hand off, left side for Oneonta. Rumbling and stumbling down to the 15 is Lucas Weaver. And that's going to be good for a first down. A 10-yard pickup there for OHS. Clock still moving, but lots of time. 2:50 to go here, second quarter. Ball is at the 15-yard line. Jackets can take their time a little bit and try to cash in. This is a game coming in. We expect it to be back and forth. A close game based on what we saw on paper and what we saw a year ago. But Oneonta has put a stamp on this right so far, leading 19-0. Mahar's in motion. Jervis runs to the outside. He's throwing for the end zone, and this one just a little too tall for Tanner Tubia in that back right corner, but it was the right idea.
You mentioned the Oneonta baseball team, and I think this is a good time to bring up that the quarterback that they thought they were going to have this year for the Oneonta football team is actually on the golf team because of, I believe, an injury that occurred during baseball, Nolan Stark.
Yeah, Nolan, a great year last year. In fact, I didn't even know Nolan wasn't going to be doing football. I had done a preseason interview and talked about how Oneonta had some great pieces coming back, including Nolan Stark, and then I found out he was going to golf, and he's been doing great on the golf team. So happy to see him there. But, boy, what a replacement here to have in Chase Jervis. Hand off on a second and 10. They go right back to Weaver. He's got some daylight down to the one-yard line before he's taken down there with 2:18 to go in the second quarter. Just couldn't get around Loeffler. But a first down and goal to go here for the Jackets. Yeah, this is a great couple of years coming up for the Oneonta boys across a variety of sports. I think some people maybe thought that soccer might be down here this year. New coach, longtime coach, Alec Brandon, retiring, but they haven't missed a beat either.
No, they haven't. And I know there's a lot of excitement, as we mentioned, about that baseball team coming back after a really impressive run last year.
I think their season ended earlier than they wanted, even though they got the state. So I'm sure they'll be back with a vengeance. Speaking of the vengeance, they hand it off here to Lucas Weaver. He said, I'm not going to be denied this time. In for six on a one-yard TD run. And Oneonta is now up 25-0 here on Sydney with a 1:50 to go in the second quarter.
Speaking of the golf team, I see the golf coach, George Fody, just got here. I'm curious to see how the match went today.
Yeah, I'll have to check my phone during halftime, see if he sent me in the stats of the day. Maybe we can talk about that during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. So four touchdowns here in the first half. Yes, one was on defense on that pick six by Cam Cotton, but Erickson, Brockington, and now Weaver all in for OHS in this first half.
George Fody will be the new girls varsity coach for Oneonta, talking of the other sport.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Oneonta going for two, and this one's picked off. And that'll do it for the two-point conversion. There was a flag on the play as well. So they come up empty with a 1:50 to go here in the second quarter. It's 25-0 now. Oneonta on top of Sydney. And we'll take a break and be right back with the conclusion of the second quarter here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. And we have our online audio stream tonight, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU.
And there you go. The OHS golf team beat undefeated Seton 205-210.
Honestly, I think two of the best teams in the stack, Oneonta and Norwich. Norwich still undefeated. They got a seventh grader, Brevin Bennett, who was doing fantastic.
OHS has a seventh grader.
Yeah, I mean, we got some young guys.
Matt
really
Miller's son.
Stepping up. Yeah, he's been scoring quite a bit.
Yeah, I guess he's pretty good.
A lot of people, that's been the talk, that kind of sixth, seventh grade class for Oneonta, same for Norwich. That's going to be the clash.
The rivalry won't stop, Nate.
No, I guess it never does. So, waiting for the kickoff here. It'll go to Loeffler to the outside and brought down. Loeffler couldn't get to the outside. And a good tackle there by Lucas Weaver. And so, Sky, what can Sydney do here with, you know, this last minute 35 to try to get some momentum before you go into the long halftime break? What could they do here?
Well, the first thing I'd do is have the clock stop running because it's still – there we go. But what I would do is I would really try to get some more plays to the outside. The Oneonta defense has done a great job plugging the middle so far tonight, not giving too much up, except for very early on with Cash for Sydney. If I'm Sydney, I'm going to try to get outside a little bit, maybe throw the ball, we don't have to go as deep, but maybe throw the ball a little bit, get a little bit of a rhythm going, because the offense hasn't really seemed to click since those first couple drives of the game where they drove down the field and those couple of fourth down stops. So I'm going to try to get something going here, build it towards the second half.
Yeah, I think any positive momentum you can have here as they reset the clock to 1:29 will be really big for the Sydney Sabres. Of course, Sydney will get the ball to start that second half, which will certainly help. And here is Easton in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Sabres going left to right. Easton, again, flushed out of the pocket. Looking for options, tosses, and just throws it out of bounds. Good coverage here by Oneonta.
This pass rush for OHS has been pretty impressive, actually, because with a guy like Easton, he's able to escape, but they're getting back there very quick and then containing him at the same time, and that's really hard to do against a guy like Easton.
Easton just, he's extending plays. He's looking, but he just really has nowhere to go with the football. Just impressed with this Oneonta secondary as well for how much they've settled in and taken away those passing lanes. Here's the snap. And Sydney will look to run it up the middle. Again, the Oneonta defense is there. Gain of about two or three on the play here for the Sabres. That was Lucas Mott on the carry.
And to your point, you know, the thing about this OHS pass rush is with its capability, that's really impressive. But the problem is OHS is getting back there so fast that the receivers don't have any time to adjust their route before, by the time they're normally breaking their regular routes and then can readjust, OHS's pass rush is getting back there so fast that he doesn't even have time for the receivers to make their regular route.
Clock still moving down to 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's Oneonta 25 and Sydney nothing. And we got a flag on the play. I don't know if Oneonta got that off in time.
Who is number three for Oneonta, Nate?
Logan Russo.
For Oneonta?
Oh, no, excuse me. That's Nakai Facey.
He is doing an amazing job off of that end for the OHS defense. He's getting back there almost every single play. How old is he?
Facey is a sophomore.
Wow.
Yeah, they talked about him when I was down on the field pregame. We got a timeout here with 36 seconds left. He's an athletic guy and still learning the game, but they've been excited to have him as he's out there talking with Coach Bish right now. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. 36 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's Oneonta 25, Sydney nothing on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, out of the timeout, Sydney breaking the huddle. They trail 25-0 here on the road at Oneonta, under the lights at Lloyd Baker Field. It's been a heck of a first half here for the OHS Jackets. Waiting for the snap. This will be a third down and about 13 to go here for Sydney. Easton steps up, flushed out of the pocket. It's incomplete. Went a little bit too tall there for intended receiver Caleb Monroe. And that looked better. I mean, he stepped up, had an opportunity, but, I mean, a tough throw when moving to his left on the run.
The better pass protection that time, gave him a little bit more time to throw, try to find a receiver. But going into halftime, if you're the Sydney offense, you got to figure out a way to give him just a little bit more time to operate back there, open up a little bit more holes for this offense to get some more yardage.
And so here on fourth down, Sydney's going to punt it away. Snap was high, and Easton's going to have to tuck it and run. Easton, the outside throws, finds Hartwell. Hartwell rumbles up to the 40, and he's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down. But, boy, they really saved that one there.
That's close. That's really close.
He might have got it, actually. We'll
I think
see.
He did. He did get it.
Wow, he got it. The extension there by Hartwell. So they turned an absolute disaster there with the high snap into a first down. Great job by Sydney.
Sometimes when things aren't clicking, you just need something like that to go your way.
You just need a break, and now Oneonta's going to take a timeout because Sydney's got a fresh set of downs at the 44-yard line near midfield. So we'll step away again for 30 seconds. It's Oneonta football leading Sydney 25-0 late in the second quarter on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter at Lloyd Baker Field, Oneonta High School. The Jackets lead Sydney 25-0. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight here on CDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. And here is Easton on a first down, steps up into the pocket. He's got a little breathing room, steps to the outside, wants to throw. He's got a receiver, and it's complete to Hartwell. Down to the 20, shakes off a tackler to the 15, and he's brought down. Clock stops at 13 seconds. What a throw and what a catch by Hartwell.
And that's what Easton can do when you give him a little bit of time. Play breaks down, guy gets open, great ball deep, and that's a big guy right there. He shoved the guy off him, but this Sydney off. Do they have a time now? Or what?
Clock moved from 13 to 9, and now they blow it dead. And a timeout's going to be taken by Oneonta here.
Interesting.
Looked like, I don't know if they were going to have enough time to get that off, but Oneonta wants to be better safe than sorry. So we'll keep it right here. But, boy, Sydney has turned a drive, which looks like they were just going to be dead going into halftime. They had a high snap on a punt that they had to pull down and throw. They get a first down, and then a heck of a pass play there from Easton to Hartwell, which turns out to be about a 35-yard net gain.
I don't know how or why Oneonta took the time out there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I thought that clock, you know, Sydney was kind of scrambling to get up to the line and wasn't sure if they were going to get it off or not. Oneonta calls the timeout here. 9 seconds up on the board. They didn't put any time back on. I thought maybe they might.
Wow, that concession stand smells great right now.
Yes, we might have some popcorn coming up here at halftime because I can smell it. We put one of our WCDO scouts on the job. And here is the snap. Easton steps up to the 15. Easton to the outside. He's brought down. Big tackle on the outside with 2 seconds left. And Sydney can't stop the clock. Good job there by Oneonta. Sydney, yeah, that's going to do it. A valiant effort to get down to the 10-yard line, but they just can't cash in. So our halftime score, Oneonta 25, Sydney nothing. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Product halftime report. Again, the Jackets 25, the Sabres nothing. Halftime coming up on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.